The Department of Law has agreed to let the legislative investigator looking into the Monaghan firing interview state employees, for which subpoenas were approved on Friday. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Among the 13 people whose testimony was considered important to the issue, seven of them are state employees who have not sought private counsel. As the push for them to testify to the investigator for the Senate Judiciary Committee increased, Senior Assistant Attorney General Michael Barnhill expressed concerns that the legislature was looking for possible criminal charges. He cited statutory support for his arguments. At a committee meeting Friday, Investigator Steve Branchflower concurred with Barnhill, saying it's the role of the Department of Law to bring criminal charges. And in a letter to Barnhill the same day, Legislative Council Chair Kim Elton said he agreed with the department's position, assuring Barnhill that criminal proceedings are not the purpose of the inquiry. With those assurances, Barnhill immediately notified the legislature that four Department of Administration officials are willing to give formal statements without any need for subpoenas, beginning with Commissioner Annette Kreitzer, who could be interviewed today. Barnhill says he'll have information on three other people he's prepared to represent by tomorrow. The availability of the other six people to whom the Senate committee issued subpoenas last week remains in question. Among those is Todd Palin, the governor's husband. A report on the legislative investigation is due October 10th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.